Well, hi, and welcome to Cauldron FM with me, the Merlin. And we're looking at another recipe from the Witch Kitchen. And this is a recipe for summer pastel cookies. Summer pastel cookies are a great symbolic dessert that incorporates summer solstice colours and symbolism to create a cookie palette that is also pleasing to the eye. You can mix and match or make only one kind if you choose, but having all three makes a complete picture. Lemon and orange are used, both summer fruits, and peppermint extract flavours, one of variety of the cookies, adding the passionate extra burst of tingle. This recipe makes 10 dozen cookies. First you make a base dough, which is known as petticoat tails dough. And the ingredients are 2 cups of batter, 2 cups of sifted confectioner's sugar, 2 teaspoons of flavouring, choose from vanilla, almond, wintergreen or rose, 4.5 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Mix the butter, sugar and flavouring. Add the salt to the quantity of flour and work the dry ingredients into the butter mix with your hands. It will be a little stiff, too stiff to stir. Knead it in and separate the finished dough into 3 equal portions. Now that the dough is in the 3 portions, it's time to make each of them specialised. There will be green, lemon-flavoured cookies, yellow, orange-flavoured cookies, and pink, peppermint-flavoured cookies. And the next set of ingredients, 2 tablespoons of lemon rind, green food colouring, multicoloured nonpareil, 2 tablespoons orange rind, yellow food colouring, finely chopped almonds, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of peppermint extract, that's to taste, red food colouring, red or pink decorator sugar. And the directions for these. Pick one of the bowls of dough and work into it the lemon rind and green food colouring. You'll be doing this with your hands, so whenever you work with food colouring, you'll want to wear a glove. Once the dough looks uniform, roll it out into a long tube, stopping when it's almost about 2 inches across. Make sure it is packed solidly. Wrap it in wax paper and place it on a baking sheet that is small enough to fit in the fridge. Prepare the next round of dough. This will be orange rind and yellow food colouring. Do the same as the previous set of directions. Finally, for the last one, work in the extract and the red food colouring. Chill all the doughs in their wax paper tubes overnight. The next day, preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and unwrap the dough tubes. Roll them a little so they soften a bit and become round again. Next, take the green dough and spread the nonpareil on the wax paper to roll it in, so it collects a nice coat all over the outside. It helps with handling a little if you cut the tube into maybe 3 pieces and roll each individually. After it's coated, slice 1/8 inch slices with a sharp knife. It helps to keep rolling the tube as you're cutting so that the cookies don't become non-round. Sometimes with the green dough and also the yellow, it might help with handling and making smooth cuts if you just flick a little water onto it, 1/2 teaspoon or so will do. The yellow dough should get rolled in finely chopped almonds and subjected to the same treatment, and the pink should be rolled in the coloured sugar. The cookies should be baked for 7 to 9 minutes. They have a tendency to burn suddenly, so make sure you check them once a minute if they aren't done after 9 minutes. So that's a long one, but that's the recipe for the... I forgot what it was called now. The Summer Pastel Cookies. So just very quickly, if you want to get in touch with Cauldron FM, just drop us a line, an email at cauldronfm@mail.com. If you want to advertise with us, please feel free to contact us at moonshadowmedia@mail.com. I'm the Merlin. This has been Cauldron FM. Thanks a lot for listening, and I wish you love, light, and blessed be. Bye now.